Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The tags are here. I will have the distinct privilege of officially tagging the first animal.
In today's program, Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries cattle tagging program set to start in September. And later you'll hear our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Early this year, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark announced a game-changing program aimed at helping to curb predial larceny. This program, the National Animal Identification and Traceability System, NATES, is designed to tag the entire cattle population on the island. Come September, the ministry will roll out the well-anticipated cattle tagging program.
The tags are here, and as promised, we are now ready to roll out the island-wide tagging program beginning at Minard and Orange Hall Estates in St. Anne in September.
Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. He says the program will aid the sector in providing security for cattle farmers.
To those that have ideas, they will have to think and come again.
Minister Kellyer says the program will be effective in stemming predial larceny based on critical information contained in the animal passport that will be used in the recovery of stolen animals.
There are some skeptics as it relates to the effectiveness of this program. But let me use this opportunity to remind you that the tagging will go hand in hand with the issuing of an animal passport. This passport will contain critical DNA and other information relating to the animal. This passport will be mandatory for the movement of the animal.
Mr. Kellyer adds that the National Animal Identification and Traceability System is an important component of the island's animal health and food management program.
In terms of the scourge of predial larceny, we are moving ahead and apace with our plans to arrest that very significant problem.
With this in mind, the acting agriculture minister says plans have been advanced with regards to the establishment of a dedicated predial larceny unit within the ministry, and staff recruitment is now in progress.
Drafting instructions for the amendments to the Agricultural Produce Act and the Predial Larceny Prevention Act will be forwarded to Cabinet shortly for approval.
Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. And our proverb for this morning is one bongla shingle kyan shingle more now, one bongla shingle kyan shingle. Translation: one bundle of shingle can't shingle more than what one bundle of shingle can. This means that you're to make do with what you have.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
On that note, we end this morning's program. Join us again next time. Remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. We're the studio engineer Joel Samuels, and for producer Evadne Brown and Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.